Officials from the Islamic Endowment Organization, or Waqf, in Jerusalem al-Quds have said Israeli forces may have confiscated vital documents from their offices in the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. A member of the Waqf, which administers Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Old City of Jerusalem al-Quds, said the seizure of the documents occurred over 3 days during the period Palestinians did not enter the holy site.
First of all, we should get information from reliable sources. However, we affirm that Al-Aqsa Mosque and we are under occupation. There were 2 weeks during which we couldn't access Al-Aqsa Mosque. We proved that they entered the compound and entered the offices as well as the mosque. We Muslims must be aware of these things and follow up this incident carefully, as it is our responsibility.
Officials have described the documents as historically significant to the Palestinian presence in Al-Quds. They say they keep copies of the documents in a safe place.
These are important documents that belong to the Muslims, with some of them dating back to the reconstruction of Al-Quds in 705 AD, as well as more recent documents from the Waqf's work. The Ottomans were in Al-Quds at one point, and I am aware that there are some versions of the documents in Istanbul. What is in the Al-Aqsa is secured with us as Muslims.
During the unrest that began on July 14th, the staff at the Islamic Endowment Organization was forcibly evacuated from Al-Aqsa Mosque by Israel. Those staff members have now returned to the holy site and have been looking for any harm done to the mosque and documents kept there.
The missing documents are registries for real estate ownership by the Islamic Endowment Organization, which represents 90% of the old city of Jerusalem al-Quds. Palestinians fear that Tel Aviv may now threaten the Islamic Waqf's properties in the city. Hamad Hamayel, Press TV, Occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds.